You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show, hanging out here with you on CBS Sports Radio. Coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage Studios. If you want to see your loan options, if you want to adjust payments and closing costs online in real time, Rocket can. All right, 2 hours down, two more to go as we get closer to Thanksgiving. All right, a big shout out to everybody who participated in the first 2 hours of the show as we spent some time talking about the Los Angeles Rams, what they could realistically accomplish in the playoffs if they go. And then also, I just took a whole lot of your calls on players who have been disappointments so far this NFL season. I mean, damn, we've had just Carson Wentz stinking the joint up. Drew Lock, I mean, stinking the joint up. Even had a caller who said, Matt Ryan? One of the more disappointing guys? How about right before we went to break, just Deshaun Watson? Someone legitimately just called and said Deshaun Watson is a disappointing quarterback this year. If you're someone who scrolls around things on the internet, there's a good chance that you've seen a meme, that you've seen a graphic of a cartoon dog sitting in a house while the entire house goes up in flames and is engulfed in fire around him. The dog is sitting there, and the caption says, "Everything is fine." Deshaun Watson is a quarterback in the NFL who has talent. Tons of it. There's a reason he's getting $40 million a year. And based upon the decisions made by former coach and general manager Bill O'Brien, everything on fire, everything around him is on fire. So to put Deshaun Watson on a disappointing quarterback list along with Carson Wentz, and you know, I can't even say anything. I appreciate the humor. A big shout out to super producer Stu Kovacs, and I want to give you a top six list, and I'm going to do that momentarily. But speaking of disappointments, there's so much that has gone on over the past several days in the NBA. Haven't had a chance to hit on everything coming off of all of the football matchups this past Sunday, but we see the movement. Looks like neither Russell Westbrook or James Harden at this moment will be traded from the Houston Rockets. But DeMarcus Cousins will, I guess, get his chance to stay healthy and contribute on a minimum deal in Houston. We see Trae Young has certainly gotten some help. Bogdanovich, the Sacramento Kings, did not match his offer sheet. Trae Young got the shooters now. Danilo Gallinari is there, and Bogdanovich, Rajon Rondo. It will be a disappointment this year, and this sounds crazy to say, if the Atlanta Hawks don't make the playoffs. It should be pretty fun. Trae Young is an amazing basketball player. If you haven't seen him, now he has some shooting help. Montrezl Harrell goes from the Los Angeles Clippers to the Lakers. There's a lot of movement going on here in the NBA. And so it's going to shape up to be fun. Obviously, Chris Paul moving around and going up to Phoenix. But one move that I saw over the weekend that kind of made me go, just, whoa, what the hell is this? Michael Jordan, greatest basketball player of all time. Someone just disagreed, and that's fine. Michael Jordan decided to seal the deal and make a phone call to give Gordon Hayward a 4-year contract that amounts to $120 million to play for the Charlotte Hornets, a young team that is going to be growing. They gave Gordon Hayward, someone who's going to be 31 years old, who we had to watch his leg snap on television, unfortunately, at the beginning of his tenure with the Celtics. And then he's had to deal with injuries throughout after the case. Michael Jordan is giving this man, who's probably out of his prime, is not someone who is just uber athletic. He's a solid player. It wouldn't surprise me if Gordon Hayward, if he's healthy, goes and gives anybody, you know, let's say 16 to 18 points. Maybe he goes 5-5 and knocks down some shots. Is that a contract that you want sucking up about 30% of your salary cap space? Is he moving the needle that much in Charlotte? LaMelo Ball is there. You got Graham, Rozier, Miles, Washington. But Gordon Hayward, 4 years, 120. That's a contract for a player that you think is going to just change your franchise. And Gordon Hayward, unfortunately, ain't it. And so I know Michael Jordan doesn't have the most sterling record when it comes down to the draft, bringing in an Adam Morrison, drafting a Kwame Brown who just basically bullied guys in high school because he's bigger than everybody. And here you have Gordon Hayward. So Michael Jordan, man, if you want something for Christmas, see if you can get it from MJ, because he's handing out a whole lot of nonsense right now. And speaking of handing out nonsense, this is the holiday season. We have moved into a space in 2020 where this year cannot get the hell up on out of here quick enough. So much to deal with, whether it's a matter of racial tension in the country, whether it's a matter of COVID, trying to figure out where sports are. Will sports return? There's so much going on here in 2020. And so in a typical sense, in a typical night, I would give you my top six list on Wednesday. But tomorrow will be the start of my holiday vacation. I will return on Monday night, so don't miss me too much while I'm gone. And so tonight, I want to give you a top six list of athletes that I am thankful for. These are just, there's not one particular reason. It's not because this person delivered a championship or a title. There are varying reasons why I'm thankful for each one of these athletes individually. And as I take a look at the list, I'd say I've probably met half of them. And so without further ado, about a day away from Thanksgiving here in the United States, I'm going to give you my top six list of athletes I'm thankful for.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
That's right. I told you we're a day away from Thanksgiving. I want to give you my list, top six athletes that I am thankful for. And I'm going to give you these names, and I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to give you my reason for each individual. Some of these names might surprise you. Some of these names you might say, okay, I get it. Some of these names you might say, I hate that guy, JR. And you know what? That's perfectly fine with me. Let's not waste any time. Let's get things rolling.
Number six,
top six athlete that I am thankful for. I got to start off. Let's go to the Philippines. Yeah, I said, let's go to the Philippines. I'm talking about Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao. Huh, JR, why the hell are you thankful for Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao? Well, it's real simple. If you're not familiar, I didn't just pop up on the radio one day. I didn't just hear. They didn't just say, oh, we like him, let's give him a radio show. I've been doing this for about 10 years on my own. The JR Sport Brief, hey, guess what? It belongs to me. It's mine. I started on YouTube more than 10 years ago. More than 80 million people have watched the JR Sport Brief show online. And it's been great to move into TV. It's been great to move into radio. And one of my biggest interviews, my first big interview on YouTube for my show, was with Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, one of the greatest boxers of all time. Forget welterweights. We can talk about all the division titles he's won. And he's one of the greatest. And a big shout outs to my main man, Charlie Stettler, as he gets better. A big shout outs to my main man, Cha-Cha, who unfortunately has passed away. We flew out from New York to Los Angeles, went to Freddie Roach's Wild Card Gym. And I had to wait for my interview with Manny Pacquiao. He was getting ready to fight Sugar Shane Mosley. And I'm watching Manny Pacquiao spar in the Wild Card Gym. And I'm watching Manny Pacquiao get his face punched in for a few hours. And I'm saying to myself, there's no way in hell that Manny Pacquiao is going to talk to me after getting his ass kicked. And he certainly did. After a tough day of sparring, getting beat up, Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao sat down with me and gave me my first big interview. He helped get things rolling outside of what I already established and accomplished. And from there, things kept on rolling. So if you want to ask me an athlete I'm thankful for, Manny Pacquiao sat down with me after an ass kicking and helped get the ball rolling and helped make JR Sport Brief bigger and bigger. Let's keep things going.
Number five.
Number five on my list, top six athletes I'm thankful for. It is unfortunate this man is no longer here with us. It is still crazy to say this. He passed away early this year, and it seems so close but so far away, and that happens to be Kobe Bryant. You know, it's one thing to look at the 90s and then say, oh, well, here we have a superstar player. I remember Kobe Bryant in Madison Square Garden in the All-Star game, just Michael Jordan and all of his accomplishments. It's another thing when approximately 20 years later, less, 15 years later, you know, you start to be in the room with Kobe Bryant. It doesn't matter if it's the Olympics or it doesn't matter if it's an event like Seattle, Washington. Richard Sherman had a softball game, and I had an opportunity to actually talk to Kobe Bryant for a few minutes, interviewed Kobe, a chance to talk to him briefly in the back. And if there's one thing you've learned about Kobe Bryant, you know he's a different cat. You know he was different. Extremely inspirational. His brain worked on a different wavelength when it came to goals and accomplishments. And he was very complimentary of me and what I've done. And he encouraged me to keep going. That's not something you necessarily expect. I appreciate Kobe Bryant and all the best to his family. But he is definitely an athlete that throughout my life and my career, I am thankful to have been able to speak to. Let's keep it rolling.
Number four.
Number four. Top six athletes that I'm thankful for. Number four, he's still here with us. He is he's going to go down in the history books. His name is Colin Kaepernick. You know, it doesn't matter what you think or how you feel about Colin Kaepernick and what he represents or what he does not represent. And I don't agree with every single thing that Colin Kaepernick has done, but I appreciate and am thankful that he took a stand. He took an overall stand to stand up and make note of inequalities, knowing what the potential results have been or could have been. He has an NFL, which hasn't necessarily always made the correct decisions or been honest, come out afterwards and apologize. And it took 2 years, 3 years, almost 4 years. It took a man, unfortunately, having to die in the street for a few people to at least wake up and say, you know what? I may not agree with him in full totality, but I probably should have paid attention to the message And for Colin Kaepernick to stand up, he helped lay a path that other athletes have followed in recent years. There are plenty of people that came before Colin Kaepernick, but what he did to open up his mouth certainly helped lead the way, and I'm appreciative for him for that. Let's keep things rolling.
Number three.
Number three on top six athletes that I am thankful for. You know what? I am, there's not too much I gotta say here. How about this?
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
I'll let you hear it again.
I'm just here so I won't get fined.
Do you know who it is? It's Marshawn Lynch. Why am I thankful for Marshawn Lynch? I appreciate this man. In a similar sense to Colin Kaepernick, Marshawn Lynch goes to the beat. He marches to the beat of his own drum. He doesn't give a damn about the fluff. He could care less about the lights. Marshawn Lynch is a man of the people. Marshawn Lynch hangs out in one of my favorite cities. He's hanging out in Oakland. He's the guy. It's not like, hey, here's superstar celebrity. He doesn't act like that. And you could look at him and say, oh, why is he so angry? Why is he so mad? Because this man has operated in a system that chews him up and spits him out. Takes advantage of him. Well, he's certainly taken advantage of the system and has worked it in his favor to his community. Marshawn Lynch was just out in Hawaii, where I believe he has a residence. He's giving out turkeys. And there's so much that Marshawn does for himself, for his community, for where he lives, and you don't even hear about it. And that's the case with a lot of athletes. And so I appreciate and I am thankful for Marshawn Lynch. Because you might think he is an outrageous personality. You might think he's cantankerous and he's just here so he doesn't get fined. But Marshawn Lynch is someone to look at, and at his core is someone to be thankful for. Let's roll.
Number two.
Speaking of at his core, an athlete to be thankful for, you want to talk about historical athletes and people who are making their mark, not just in their field of play, but also in the world? LeBron James. Okay, I'm thankful for LeBron James. I'm appreciative to be able to sit down and watch him. But I am proud and happy that he stands for so much more outside of basketball. You know, people want to pick apart, you know, oh, his school. Or what does his tax dollars do with the school? The man created a school. The man is sending people to college. The man has been an example, a great example of what the hell you can come out of with a whole lot of nothing. And he's not perfect. I know somebody out there is murmuring to themselves, well, he wasn't. What about China? Ain't nobody perfect. Neither are you. Neither am I. But you can't find someone who came out as a child and has set the example and done the things that he's done. And stood up for what he believes in and has done what's right. And doesn't matter if it's his school, donating money to the Boys and Girls Club. He has been amazing. And for what he's accomplished, he's a great example. I'm thankful for LeBron James. And I don't even think we've seen this man at his peak. At his peak of his contributions to society. And I think that's something amazing in and of itself outside of someone who's one of the greatest athletes of all time. We're going to go ahead and take a break here. I just gave you my top five athletes. When we come back, I'm going to give you number one, top six athletes that I'm thankful for. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. And I'm right here with you on CBS Sports Radio. It's a top six list one day early. Be taking a couple days off for the Thanksgiving holiday. And because we are one day away from Thanksgiving, I wanted to give you a top six list tonight of athletes that I am thankful for. Typical top six list. I just gave you my top five. I'll just recap that briefly. Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao, Why Manny Pac-Man Pacquiao? He was my first big interview about a decade ago. Kobe Bryant. I have him on my top six athletes I'm thankful for. Had an opportunity to chat with Kobe Bryant almost 10 years ago as well. Had some real encouraging words. Colin Kaepernick. I don't agree with everything Colin Kaepernick has said or done, but I appreciate him standing up for awareness and equality. Marshawn Lynch, someone else who stood up, been an advocate for his own community. Thank you, Marshawn Lynch. LeBron James, you want to talk about community? Man, think about where LeBron James has come from and what he's accomplished. And not just on a basketball court, but outside of it. His contributions to society, education, entertainment, business. It's all across the board. This is someone who we may call him old in basketball terms, but at 36 years old, this man has not even, or soon to be 36, he hasn't even reached the peak, nowhere near, of his life. What's in store for LeBron James is, I can't even fathom what's in front of him. It's going to be bigger than basketball. So that's my top five. So where does that leave us? Right here. Number one, top six athletes, or the top athlete that I'm thankful for. This man. Float like a butterfly. Sting like a bee. He is no longer here with us. I am thankful in 2020 and all time appreciative for Muhammad Ali. This is someone else, a complex individual. Someone who later on in life was beloved, but someone who brought not just entertainment, not just flair, but someone who is a historical figure through all his complexities. You know, I'm thankful to have a body of work to look back on to say, okay, how did this man entertain? How did this man promote? How did this man sell? What were his values? To have his livelihood for several years stripped from him because of his beliefs, his opposition to war, his license taken away, and all of this to become a beloved figure later on in his life. Unfortunately, it seemed like a whole lot when boxing and the fight game took its toll and he suffered from Parkinson's and could no longer speak and communicate. That's the deep irony of someone like Muhammad Ali. And just like everyone on this list, there are things that he said and did that I didn't necessarily agree with. But I think he was awesome. I think, obviously, no doubt about it, he was and is one of the greatest. And I did not meet Muhammad Ali in his later years in life. But I did have an opportunity to meet and work with his daughter, Layla, when she was starting off boxing. My uncle actually did a song for her in her first fight, one of her first fights at Madison Square Garden. So I had an opportunity to see Muhammad Ali, had an opportunity to see his daughter fight. And that was an amazing experience in and of itself. So when I think about top six athletes I'm thankful for someone I work here in sports is something that I've made my livelihood. And these are folks that I have appreciated throughout the way. Along the way, for different reasons. Some of these interactions closer than others. In the case of a Manny Pacquiao or Kobe Bryant, I haven't formally met Colin Kaepernick in a one-on-one capacity, but I've been around Colin Kaepernick. Haven't met Marshawn, have interviewed LeBron, and have been close to Muhammad Ali. And so these are athletes I'm thankful for. And if there's one thing I can take a look at and say, you know, what ties these folks together? It's just that there's elements that are bigger than sports. Manny Pacquiao, not so much. Manny Pacquiao has said some things that I don't particularly care for. But Kobe, Kaepernick, Marshawn, LeBron, Ali, there's no one human I agree with everything that they say or do. Nobody's perfect. But I believe in their thought processes and the moral elements. That part I can get with. So I'm thankful for those athletes because they haven't just set the stage for themselves. They set the stage for others. And you see that with Kobe. You see that with Colin. You see that with Marshawn. You see that with LeBron. You have seen that with Muhammad Ali. I want to ask super producer Stu Kovacs here. Stu, is there any athlete, whether it's someone who delivered a championship or someone you admired or looked up to, is there any athlete in particular that you're thankful for?
Yeah, and I hate to name someone that you named, but for me, it's without a doubt Kobe. I mean, he's the guy growing up in the 90s, first getting into sports, first getting into basketball. He just caught my eye as a young guy, you know, dunking all over people with the little fro and then teaming up with Shaq and winning those championships. And just really personally and selfishly, I guess, just giving me so much joy because I loved him so much as a player. I tried to be him as a player. Obviously, that didn't work out quite well. And just the enjoyment he gave me and just he was just an absolute treasure to watch. So for me, it's definitely Kobe.
Yeah, I hear that. It was it's been unfortunate, you know, with everything going on this year and what a lot of us have had to deal with, what we've all had to deal with for the past several months. You know, I was sitting down on a Sunday afternoon minding my business. And, you know, you get the alert. It's just like, oh, Kobe Bryant, you know, Kobe Bryant is. And you go, oh, my God, this has to be one of those hoaxes. And then the news started to be legitimate. And this is right before I started my show here on CBS Sports Radio. And I was doing my work on V103 in Atlanta. And I got the call to come on in. And this is real. And this is. That's something that I remember having to go on air and, you know, just unfortunately talk about the passing of Kobe Bryant. So something definitely, or he is someone definitely to be thankful for. You know, this makes me want to go into, you know, some of my footage and some of my archives that I've had from years and look at some of that old Olympic footage I have from London and just seeing him train and work out with some of these all-stars and, you know, take a look at some of the photos and pictures that I have. I have footage that I've shot of, you know, Kobe Bryant hitting home runs. And there's a lot. And so I gave you my top six athletes I'm thankful for. I gave you the reasons. And now I want to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. What athlete? Give me one. Give me one athlete that you're thankful for. It doesn't matter the reason. Did you meet them? Did they have a profound impact on your life? Obviously, this is sports as a form of entertainment. Did they bring you joy? Did they get you through a tough time? Call me up, 855-212-4CBS. Give me an athlete that you're thankful for. We're a day away from Thanksgiving. Your calls when we come back.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
That's right. It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. We're basically a day away from Thanksgiving. It's going to be an interesting year for most of us. It has been an interesting year for all of us. So I wanted to give you my top six list tonight. Top six athletes that I'm thankful for different reasons. If you missed any of it, you can always get the freeradio.com app and listen to more of the description. My list, Manny Pacquiao, my first big interview, Kobe Bryant, Colin Kaepernick, Marshawn Lynch, LeBron James, and Muhammad Ali. Now it's time to hear from you. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. The line is sponsored by Geico. It doesn't matter whether you own or rent. Geico makes it easy to bundle home and auto insurance. Having a home is hard work, Get a quote at Geico.com. That is easy. Call me up. Let me know an athlete that you're thankful for. Did they have an impact on your life? Did you meet them? Is it just an entertainment factor? Do you admire them? Let's start off with James. He's calling from Texas. James, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
You know, JR, when I think about great athletes that inspired me, even though I wasn't born when he played, Jackie Robinson come to my mind, because Jackie Robinson, not only did he have to endure the racial insults, not only he couldn't fight back, but this brother had to play at the highest level and to be and to put up with what he had to put up with and still be great as he was. You got to say Jackie Robinson. And since we can only give one, Gerald, if I could give you a homework assignment, Google up Jack Johnson, the boxer, and see what that brother had to put up with.
Oh, I am. Well, James, I'll tell you this much. There's no homework necessary. I know about the bomber. I wouldn't be here. I wouldn't be sitting in this chair if I didn't know about him, James. I appreciate you.
Given, brother.
Thank you. All the best for calling up from Texas. Let's keep things rolling here. 855-212-4CBS. Let's talk to Roger in Baltimore. Roger, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead.
Hey, JR. What I'm thankful for right now, I'll say it first. I'm thankful for JR Sports Brief because you kept us going when we had no sports, and now we got sports. You're keeping us going even more, so thank you for that. I'm going to a guy from Jackson State, and certain athletes, you say his name and enough said. Sweetness himself, Walter Payton, one of my idols growing up in Chicago, and I'll tell you why. For his stature and his size, he showed you can achieve greatness no matter who you are, where you come from. He did it all, 5'2 athlete, megastar. The only thing I don't regret, and no, it's not the Super Bowl touchdown he didn't get, is that he could have been the first African-American owner for the Rams after his playing days and denied for obvious reasons. And that would have changed the entire landscape. But other than that, the guy was just magic. I'm just one of the greatest of all time.
And no doubt about that. Thank you so much, Roger. Thank you. Have a good holiday, Roger. Let's stay in Maryland, and let's talk to Al. Al, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Go on ahead. Who are you thankful for? Who have you been thankful for?
Hey, JR, thank you so much for having me on the show. I love the show. I love talking to you and stuff like that. I love tuning in. I'm thankful for Kobe Bryant because being born in the 90s, I heard all this talk about Jordan and stuff and whatnot. I seen Jordan play, you know, when I was 5 or 6 years old, but actually being able to go to, like, you know, a bar and stuff is Kobe Bryant, because it's like I grew up with Kobe. He was my Jordan of my era, and it's just more than just, like, you know, being on the basketball court. It's his Mamba mentality first and foremost. Kobe's whole thing was get better than, like, you know, who you were yesterday or the day prior. Try to get better the next day. I'm in the United States Army Reserves. My whole thing is it's all about you have to be fit, you have to be in shape, and it's kind of hard, you know, like, you know, dieting and stuff like that, but, like, you know, Mamba mentality and stuff. It's like you got to be disciplined, you got to train, and I just basically just follow all of them, like, you know, Kobe's guidelines and stuff. It's just like, you know, he just been like a big influence to me, JR.
All right, well, Al, thank you so much for everything that you do. Appreciate you for calling from Maryland, man. You be safe and you be well, okay?
Thank you. Happy Thanksgiving, JR.
Enjoy. Thank you so much, Al. It's really crazy to think about Kobe Bryant and through all the things that he's had to go through. You know, it's not to omit, you know, Kobe Bryant, he had a case in Colorado. But, you know, ultimately, you go ahead and think about Mamba mentality. The first time I heard that, I said, okay, we got a marketing slogan here. You know, this was a development of Kobe Bryant. There was no quote unquote Mamba mentality, you know, in the early 2000s when he is, you know, fighting with Shaquille O'Neal. There's no Mamba mentality in the elements of his game where he was legitimately being selfish. This is something that came about as he got older, as he matured, as he had to go through some things and then come out and then have success. And it was his mindset. His mindset never changed. His mindset and how he related and his appreciation for things. And yes, that changed over time in life, as it does with a lot of people. But the Mamba mentality, to really think about how that is not just a marketing slogan, but this is a fact or a reality. You can have an MVP who came over from Greece via Nigeria in Giannis Antetokounmpo, who can legitimately stand on a stage and say, yeah, Mamba mentality, that's how I was able to get this. And it's something that's real. It goes beyond marketing. Let's talk to Jay in Cleveland. Jay, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, thanks for having me on, man. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Go ahead, Jay.
I wanted to say that I'm thankful for Hanford Dixon, Cleveland Browns corner. Me and my brothers grew up playing flag football, and every year we'd have a banquet at the end of the season. He showed up one year, and it just blew us away. We were all starstruck. It was amazing. He gave us a great speech on encouragement. And I'm 40-something years old. That was like 30 years ago, and I still remember it. I'm so thankful for him. You know, it was him and Frank Minifield that started the whole dogs of defense thing. So we got to meet the original guy that started that. And to this day, we still bark, you know, in the stadium. So God bless Hanford Dixon. I'm thankful for him. And that's all I want to say.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jay, so much for calling up from Cleveland, talking about that dog pound. Let's go to Alabama. Let's talk to Chris, athlete that you are thankful for. Chris, you're on CBS Sports Radio.
Thanks for having me, JR. Let's see. I mean, you nailed them all on the head earlier, especially even the ones you said, even if you don't agree with them, you said that they should still sit the same because, indeed, me and myself being a black man, believe that we're all not monolithic, but we still have a common ground in the country that says we all free, that we still can see its faults. I have just, I guess, two really to say. I'm going to start off with Pat Tillman.
Okay.
For his sacrifices in the Army and his play on the field was amazing. And the other one would be Tommy Smith and John Carlos. They broke ground, I mean, in the 1968 Olympics.
No, absolutely. I'm not going to say I sat there and remember it vividly. I was not alive in Mexico City, but I certainly did meet John Carlos a few years ago in Philadelphia, actually, and was able to have a conversation with him. I think, and as I kind of scratch my head, I have his book. I have his signed book. And John Carlos is, man, you want to think about the energy he had and what he had to do to take that stand and raise that fist in Mexico City. He still has the same amount of energy today, or at least the last time that I spoke to and saw John Carlos. Let's go to Jeff in Idaho. Jeff, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who are you thankful for?
Thank you, JR. Long time listener. But you know what? You have to say Bo Jackson. He is a great athlete. He did it all. The guy was a work stud.
Okay, I mean, well, it wasn't about who I gotta say. It was asking you who you're thankful for. So if you're thankful for Bo Jackson, and then that's who you're thankful for, Jeff.
He could do it all.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that with my own eyes. I saw that with the video games. I saw that on the commercials. I saw that. Bo knows, and Bo did it all. Appreciate you, Jeff.
Bo did it all. He sold Nikes. And
yes.
But you know what? I am 60 years old, and he is the greatest athlete I have ever seen in my life.
Okay. I can't debate that. Appreciate you, Jeff. Thank you for calling up from Idaho. Let's go to Florida and talk to Wes. Wes, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who are you thankful for?
Hi. Thank you for having me on, first of all. I'm originally from Philadelphia, and Dr. J, Julius Erving, being one of the original high flyers that there were in the ABA and NBA, and just watching a class act during his whole career, inspired me. I got to watch, I don't know how many games at the end of the year between Larry Bird and Dr. J combined, and he just carried himself as a consummate professional.
Okay, I appreciate you. Thank you so much, Wes, for calling from Florida. Got a lot of callers here. Let's go to Atlanta and talk to Lee. Lee, you're on CBS Sports Radio. Who are you thankful for?
Well, it happens to be my mom. My mom was the number one singles player at UNC in 1943. She came in second in the nation. She's all 5'2", and she when she was in Red Cross, matter of fact, her birthday would be on Thanksgiving. She'd be 99. She played in Red Cross. She had a match with Bobby Riggs. You remember when Bobby Riggs challenged Billie Jean King? That's a long time ago. Anyway, she played an exhibition match with Bobby Riggs on her team and against Bill Tilden, the father of tennis.
All right. Well, Lee, ain't nothing wrong with being thankful for your mama. That sounds like that's a good-ass idea. And I know that.
I've been listening to your show, and it just hit me. I got to call up and just thought about that, especially since her birthday would be on Thanksgiving, and she was a great athlete.
Hey, that listen, Lee, that is smooth by me. You enjoy the day as much as you can, all right? You enjoy it.
I will. Thank you. All right,
thank you so much, Lee, for calling up from Atlanta. Yeah, this has been an odd year. If you dig down deep, I'm pretty sure you can find something to be thankful for. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll continue this conversation. I gave you my top six athletes that I'm thankful for. I'm taking your phone calls. Who are you thankful for? Which athlete has left a mark on you? More of your calls when we come back. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.